It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Vermont Victory Greenhouses and Gardener Supply. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
Lots of snow lately, but temperatures warming up today, sun's out, and though, you know, I don't really like eating too many adventurous green things, you're here to tell us about some greens that we can forage and some new ones that we can cultivate right now, some spring greens.
Yes, some unusual spring greens, because everyone grows lettuce and spinach and arugula. I like to forage for things like wintercress, which has a little bitter flavor, and dandelions pretty soon, but you can grow a lot of other ones in your garden. That's what I want to focus on. The first one is called mash, or lamb's lettuce. This is one that the baby lambs eat when they go up into the mountains of Switzerland, because it grows wild there. It's a very small green, a very mild flavored green, but a very delicious green, especially if you mix it in with eggs and pasta and things of that nature. It has almost kind of a nutty flavor. Some people say it has rose overtones.
Oh.
So you can try that one. All of these are good for cool weather. So that's a nice one to try now. Rapini is in the broccoli rabe or broccoli family.
Yeah.
It looks like a broccoli. It has a stem and the leaves, but it has just a small flower head and you eat the whole thing.
Mm.
And you want to do it pretty quickly when it's small before the flowers open. It's got kind of a strong flavor to it, maybe slightly bitter if it's really warm. But you can grill it, you can roast it, you can saute it, you can steam it. It's delicious.
Mm.
I really like broccoli rabe. Or rapini. So that's another nice one. If you like sour or tangy flavored things, sorrel is good. And there's one that's a red veined sorrel that is beautiful in a container. All of these actually grow well in containers because you will harvest them pretty quickly, within 40 to 50 days.
Mm.
The sorrel has that tangy flavor, great in salads and soups. And this one you start harvesting even within a month. So it's really quick growing. And finally, there's an upland cress, different than watercress, much easier to grow. This is called a creasy greens in the South. It's zesty, it's peppery, it can be cooked to make it a little milder, but if you want a little zip in the salad or in the sandwich, pop a little cress in it.
Mm.
So these are all good ones to give a try right now, indoors or outdoors.
Awesome. I like the sound of the mash one, and I also identify as a baby lamb on the hillside in Switzerland, so I'm going to grow that one. This question comes in from Oliver. Oliver has got some circulation in his garden issues. Every year, Oliver writes, towards the end of summer, powdery mildew gets up in the garden, and it seems impossible to keep it at bay. It gets to every plant I have in the garden, and Oliver writes, I live in a condo. My garden does get direct southern light from dawn until about mid-afternoon in the summer.
Yeah, so if you have flowers in there that are getting powdery mildew, like the phlox, for example, or the bee balms, there are disease-resistant varieties, and that might be something you might want to transition to. So for phlox, Shortwood and David and Gina are all good varieties, and there's a number of bee balms. Jacob's Klein, for example, are really nice mildew-resistant varieties. So I would start with that. The other thing would be to thin out clumps of these kinds of plants that get a lot of mildew, so that adds more air circulation through, and mix it up. So don't have a whole big clump of bee balm. Mix it up with other plants that are not likely to get the mildew, and that way you're not going to have that problem.
Mm. Sharon writes in to say, I bought a hydrangea from a big box store last year. I planted it. It did well. It's now coming back, but it's not blooming on the old wood. I was told that it was probably a big leaf hydrangea and grows from new wood.
Well, the big leaf or the macrophylla hydrangeas grow actually from the old wood. So that's where they set their buds last year, and then this spring it'll flower for you. In Vermont, sometimes the plant dies back to the ground with a cold winter, so that might be what's happened. And you might get flowers later from the new wood, but it's going to be like October.
Mm.
So the thing to do is to protect it in the fall. So get some wood chips, bury it in about a 1 foot deep layer of wood chips. That'll protect the stems, and then next year they'll be ready to go.
Awesome. Okay, if you have gardening questions for Charlie, send them to us, gardening@vermontpublic.org. gardening@vermontpublic.org. And listen back to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.